We have in this week's Sedra Parshas Tetzaveh, Hemshich of the Parshias of the Mishkan, the Asiyas Abigdei Kuhuna, and we have the Choshen Mishpat, that was one of the Shmoyne Begodim from the Kohen Gadol. Rashi brings the Medrash Rashi in Parshas Shemois on the Pasuk, the Ruachov v'somach beliboy, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nivcha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried that Aaron would have tainus, Aaron would be bitzar, that his younger brother was chosen to be the leader, the Novi of Bnei Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his name. Nothing to worry about. The Ruach of the Samach Beliboy, Rashi brings, because of the Simcha Beliboy Shel Aaron, Mishom Zocha Aaron La'adei HaChoshen HaNosun Al Halev. The Rashi brings this as a medrash, a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamites. Bischus of a song that Aaron was somach in Moshe's minui, zocha lechoshen mishpat aliboy. Loshen Rashi that he brings is the adi hachoshen adi is miloshen kishut. That Aaron Akoye not only wasn't he mekana, he was not mekana in Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was older, he was the first Navi. And he should have been roy for this, and he didn't get it. His younger brother got it. Not only wasn't he bekinna, but he was somach for the toiva, for the hatzlocha of Moshe Rabbeinu, with such a lev. The mida keneged mida is with such taras halev. The choshen is one of the most choshev of the big day kohuna. Whose lev could it be mekashet? A lev tohor, without megias, without sin of a kinna. Having such a lave, Adarabah, he was zoiche to the Choshen HaMishpat. We can add in the Midah Keneged Midah, that it says on the Choshen Mishpat, Avnei Zikoroin, that each one had a shame of the Bnei Yisrael, and when Aaron would wear it and carry it around, there was Mazkir, the Schusim of the Bnei Yisrael. So who is it, Rabbi Yisrael, who is it that's Roy to be mispalel and to be maskis chusim of acherim? You know who that is? Someone who has total interest is in the sheni. I always say that who is the best person to go to get a bracha from? Someone who's a toiv ayin, someone who's not interested in his own hatzlocha. That's not what comes first. He's interested in your hatzlocha, and he cares about you, and he kol kule wants you to be matzliach. That Ayin Toiva is a brocha b'leiv sholem. Aaron had this leiv. Namely, he was zeichet for the kishut on the leiv, and he was zeichet to carry the avnei zikorin, the bnei Yisrael. That's the leiv that can do it. In the Drosha Saran, in Drosh Lishi, he adds a big oimek to this Gemara in Shabbos that Rashi brings. And he says, he asks Kamakashas over there, why dafka the choshen was he zeichet to? We don't find that Aaron was needed a special schus to be zeichet to the other big day kahuna. So he says a moir dekazach. He says the pshat over here in this medrash is not going on the choshen, but otherwise it's going on the urim v'tumim that was inside the choshen. The urim v'tumim was certain shemois of shemois kedoshim, and through that the kohen was able to be medabe benavuah and was yedea asidois. Says the Drosha Saran, the Urim Bitumim is not a chelik of the Big Day Kahuna. It wasn't a chelik of the Shmoyne Begodim. And he says the Koyin's Tafkid is to do Avoida, Malin Avuah, and to be Magadid. The Mela Chazal were bothered. My Haide Kamon, that Aaron was the Koyin Godel, was Zeicha for the. What's it doing there? The Urim Bitumim by the Koyin Godel. The Meilud was a special schus that Aaron did to be Zeicha. The Roach of the Somach the Liboy. So we see from this Drosha Saran in Hilchas Beis HaBechira in the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, this is a machloik, is the Rambam invited. If the Urim Bitumim that was inside the Choshen, was it a chelik of the Choshen? Was it a chelik of the Shmoyne Begodim or a separate thing? The Rambam Shita is that in Bayis Sheni, the Rambam Shita is that the Rambam in Perek Dalet Beis HaBechira Halacha Aleph, that Urim Bitumim. It was Urim Bitumim in the Bayis Sheni, inside the Choshen, but even though there was no Nevuah. It wasn't medaber b'nevua, but you had to have it, otherwise it was mechusa begodim. And the Ravid cholek, the Ravid holds name. The Ravid says there was no urim v'tumim, and without the urim v'tumim, it's not chisur begodim. It's a separate chalik. The drasha is going like the Ravid. It would seem, this is just to mention, it's not what we're going into, that the Rambam shita is that for the kohen to be medaber b'nevua, the kohen gadol, it was one of the tafkidim of the kahuna to do avoida, and maybe it belonged to the chelik of the kohenim to be malamid the Torah. You also have to have the urim betumim for that. It was a chelik of the kahuna. Memel was a chelik of the begodim. But the drushas and the ran and the ravid say no. There was no urim betumim bechalal in the bayisheni. Not a chelik of the begodim. So says the Ran, Chazal was being mefarish. Why was Aaron zeicher to this nevuah? A whole extra chelik. Because he was semeach in Moshe Rabbeinu. Wow. Rabbi said, we see from here, not only the gevaldik amayla of the Rav HaSamach Libay of Aaron, not only was he able to be mesameach, but he not only didn't he lose from the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he gained. He was zeicher in nevuah. For him, loy uledoyrois, to be the biggest navi to carry the umim and tumim, like the Joshua Saran explains, which is even greater than nevuah. A gezeiras navi could be bottle, but gezeiras urim v'tumim ain't a choiser. He was zeicher to kifle kiflayim from here. That's what the Joshua Saran says. What an unbelievable yisoid, Rabbi Isai. We see from here the big yisoid is number one. That a person has to be sameach b'toivas chaveroi. It's not enough not to be mekana, not to be jealous. You have to be simcha, and the only way to get that to get there is through emuna b'tochen. Person has to realize whatever is destined for someone else, we are not going to get no matter what. A person, like Chazal say, ein adam noigea b'molinima b'mashem yuchad muchan l'chaveroi. Whatever is muchan l'chaveroi. You can't touch it if you want it. So it doesn't pay to be jealous of someone else's haslocha. Adarabba, you should be misameach in his haslocha. That's the maila. Not only that, if someone is, he has to have a muna that what's destined for him, what's nigzar to him, he will get no matter what. What's nigzar l'chaveroi, you won't get no matter what. And if you try to get something that's not nigzar for you, not only will you not get it, but a pawn in the marocha of the world to help the gezeiras Hashem be niskayim, that plainly should get it. We see in the Megillah that Haman, after he came back, Ovel v'chof v'yroish nidchaf el beisoy v'yisaper Haman lezeiras ishtoy l'chol oyavoves kol asher kara'uhu, everything that happened. Says the Ben Ishchai, what was Haman telling over to Zeresh v'chal oyavov that he just took Mordechai on the horse and he said, kocho yeyos leish, the whole town knew about it. It was in the papers. It was on all the news sites. Maikom Ashmalon, everyone knew about it. Surely in Beit HaShel Haman, they saw what was going on. So what did he tell them? Says the Ben Ishchai, what was Haman telling them? He said like this, do you know how this event happened? Not Stam. Because of me. Achashverosh asked me, what should we do to the Mish HaMelech Chofetz Bikoroi? And I was sure I put my life on the line. I said that whoever the Melech wants to be Mechabit should go on the horse with the Big Day Malchus, the Keser Malchus, the horse of the king. I was sure it was me. Haman could have got killed for that. He put himself, the Sakonas Nefoshes, for this Bakosho. And what happened? Because of this bakosha, all the gedula went to Mordechai. All the gedula went to Mordechai. When is Haman going to learn? He's running after this covered, and he's just a pawn in the system to put himself on the line to be Magdil Mordechai and give him this grace of covered. And that's what he was telling over Zeresh. You don't know the inside scoop of who really brought this about. In the Sefer Ben Yoyada, Kuf Chavtes, with the story of Yosef Moiker Shabbos, because that he was Mechabed Shabbos, he found a diamond in the fish he bought for Shabbos. The Gemara brings a whole Hagdama to the story that the neighbor of Yosef, Moichah Shabbos, the guy, he had a dream that Yosef Moichah Shabbos is going to get all his Mechosim, and he sold all his Mechosim for a big diamond. He sewed it in his hat. When he was walking over a bridge, the wind blew the hat in the water and a fish ate it. We all know the story. Why is that Negea? So says the Ben Yehuda, the Gemara brings the story to teach us that if something is nigzar, that a certain business deal, money that the Yehuda should get, if you try to stop it, not only can you stop it, but you're going to be the one to help him get it 10 times easier. Yosef got this diamond, benachas, beloy betzar, beheter, beloy beiser, no yegia, no bitl taira, just went to buy a fish for Shabbos, and look what he got. And who caused all this? Someone who was trying to stop the gzeira shamayim. Rabbi Yisai, how many times do we see someone made a good business deal, and we thought, I should have gotten that. A good shidduch that we really wanted that someone else got. Maybe a covet that mechabed someone to speak, or a big covet that someone gets. And I'm more right for that. What's going on over here? Feelings of kinna, feelings, how comes I'm not getting it? Adirabba va'adirabba. Ve'roach ha'v'somach b'libo, you have to be sameach in someone else's hatzlocha and realize with emunah shleima, if it's not nigzar for you, you're not going to get it. And if you try, it's not going to work. So just live up to it and realize the emes la'amita, be sameach with someone else's hatzlocha. And with that, not only that, says the Drosha Zeran, with that, there's a midah keneged midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mativ to you. The way to be zoiche to hatova, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us parnoso sheduchem atzlocho. What's the secret? When you sameach and you help out someone else's atzlocho. The Alshich says in the Megillah that when Mordechai, he found out about Big Son Viseresh, any regular person would have run to tell the king. He saved the king's life. He had such information here, Mordechai would have been unbelievable, the best friend of the king. No. What did he do? He decided, I'm going to use this to help Esther, to be made to let Esther tell this over to the king. Wow, she'll be Motzachein Beni HaKing. What happened when Esther went to the king? She realized that Mordechai is trying to be made to her, so she told it, B'shem Mordechai, it's all Mordechai. To use whatever we have to be meitiv la'achrini, and with that, says the Alshich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not looking out for your toys. You're trying to use what you have to help someone else. Afani me'geula la'olam, I will use my time to be meitiv to you. To be meitiv, it's not enough not to be mekana, to be sameach with other people's haslocha, to be meitiv to him. The Olam should have a good Shabbos.